recording.
This is
the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
With now.
Please welcome
Graham and Nathan.
One of those shows that is good for the soul.
Yeah, the last hour. So
it's a bit wild.
What would that be? The last 15 minutes of this podcast?
Yeah.
Jesus, I don't know what happened.
It's intense.
At 9 o'clock, but we certainly got a little bit excited. Bit of a slow start from me today.
You were having a few brain farts.
Yeah, I couldn't speak. It happened to me at least twice, one big one.
I'm very disappointed that I told you before the show I had a really good story from the weekend. You said, do you want to speak about this at the beginning or wait to speak about it later on?
Yeah.
And I didn't really think my story was going to be that amazing.
So to break it down,
doubted myself.
Jeez, I forgot about that. Yeah, that seemed like a long time ago. Yeah. To break it down, you kind of want your best stories when there's more people listening.
Makes sense.
But also, we want to reward people who listen at the very beginning. So it's always a tough balance as to do we give it to the people who are up early or do you give it to? But you listening right now, you get everything.
Do you know why everything. I like starting the show well?
Yeah,
I feel if it's a good story,
absolutely.
I feel more confident. If I start off sluggish, it's just difficult to pull it back. But you actually, you did. I didn't think you had it. You said you had a few brain farts, but you had a lot of fun. Yeah, you must be happy with your performance.
I was happy.
I'm very happy.
I don't even remember you farting.
I couldn't really remember.
Was it Ross Kemp?
Ross Kemp.
Yeah.
No, I had Ross Kemp and Jedward. I wanted to say that they were doing, I can't even think of the word now I'm looking for, but they're getting behind really good causes. That's the one, online. And I couldn't think of that. And I think I just said things because I was struggling for words.
I was disappointed. I was supposed to say physics and I said psychics.
Yeah, but you made it funny.
Well, yeah.
Where I just couldn't speak.
No, Nathan is stupid.
No, but the worst
is
when Callum said, did you mean to do that? Like, I could have just said,
he's such a genius. Yeah.
But no, I didn't.
You are such a comical genius. I love that new Lil Nas X song.
I haven't heard it yet.
Call me by your name. Call me by your name.
Hope you had a good long weekend.
It honestly feels like we've been off for like 3 weeks.
It was lovely, wasn't it? I don't know about you guys. I slept really well over the week. Because we were off on Thursday.
No,
on Friday. But we had the Thursday afternoon and evening time that we could stay up.
Well, you had the Thursday afternoon off.
What?
I didn't.
Callum had to edit the video.
Oh, you had to edit. Well done. That was a good job. You.
Good job, Callum.
Didn't really have to do much.
No.
I would say it's like four.
On Thursday, doing what?
I can't even remember. Oh, because we had a load of tech issues, so I was helping out with that as well.
But guys, I was saying, I didn't have a nap on the Thursday.
No, me neither.
And I slept so well. I slept in till like nine on the Friday morning.
Yeah, it's a... I can't even think of a word.
It's a game changer.
I can't
Did you mean to say game changer?
No, it's Liberty. No, it's not.
To have the shackles off?
Forget about it. Oh.
What book are you reading at the moment?
The Heart's Little Furies.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's good.
Excellent.
It's
not really
nice.
Helping my vocabulary, though, is it?
Something nice having this, not having the Sunday fear. I hate the phrase the Sunday fear, but because I watch Line of Duty at 9 on Sunday night, normally I'd be in bed by then. It's just nice not knowing you have to have that early alarm.
I couldn't get over how many days we had off.
Oh, it was so nice, wasn't it?
But we've done this before.
Guys, I have a week off in April.
I'm going to take a week and a half
off
in May.
I'm a lucky clam. Yeah. Damn right, you deserve it.
Damn right I do. I also have days to take before contract.
Take it.
Before our contract
take
ends.
Take it.
Right, on the show today, we've Ross Kemp, and we also get giddy after Ross Kemp. Here we go.
1-2-1-2, yeah, hey.
Live across the city, this is the only way to start your day.
Wait. My name is Graham O'Toole, this man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Morning!
Spin 103.8 is your number one hit music station.
Fully charged with Graham and Nathan... is on.
Good morning, it is 7:03. Wouldn't mind having every Friday and Monday off. How about we implement that, Mr. and Mrs. Government? Can we get that sorted?
I will be honest with you, I enjoyed it very much. How nice was the weather?
Weather was great. The weather was great.
Didn't enjoy the snow yesterday. That was odd, wasn't it? Anyone else worried about global warming?
Oh, I think that's a real problem. I think there's a lot of people worried about global warming. But woke up yesterday, I think I want to attack the day.
Yeah.
Attack it. I looked and I was like, oh, it's not too, it doesn't look too great, but it can't be that cold because the day before and the day before were so nice. We're now for running a t-shirt and shorts. So I literally died of hypothermia.
Fool.
Had to turn around. My hands were freezing. And if I would have ran with my hands in my pockets. I would have fallen over and hit my face.
I can see that you struggled to get up this morning.
I'm so tired.
You are tired. You're yawning a lot. Is the sleep schedule different now?
Absolutely all over the place.
Yeah.
I tried to read my book last night and usually that knocks me out. No, I was waiting about 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Entertaining book, what can you say? I was recognised over the weekend.
Oh, here we go.
You're not going to believe it, but I was recognised not for this show, for something else, and I was mortified afterwards.
Was that time you were in court a few years ago?
No.
I'm only messing. We have to say that because you'll sue me.
Yeah, I'll come for you. You know I will.
You are recognised for something that
isn't anything to do with this show.
Okay, let's go through it in five.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Hope you had a great extended bank holiday weekend. And Nathan, I'm interested in this story.
Yeah, well, hear me out. It was Saturday afternoon. Myself and Sean were looking at each other in our living room and we say, do you want to do the unthinkable? Do you want to actually leave this apartment and just catch a few rays? And he said, yes, please, in our 5K. So we go down to a lovely patch of grass and I'm lying on my back just catching the rays. You may have noticed the face. Bit of colour.
Yeah, a bit of colour.
It's not life. Jaundice. I actually feel healthy, but I haven't gone to a doctor, so it could be jaundice. I'm not too sure.
Top on or top off?
Top on.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm lying back and I'm sucking on a Solero. Just having a great time. I feel like I'm living my best life.
What flavour?
Exotic flavour.
Of course.
Solero.
Pretty exotic.
What flavour do you think it's going to be? Vanilla. It's a Solero. It tastes of a tropical thunderstorm in your mouth. Anyway, out of nowhere, I see a man walk towards me. And I go, this again?
Oh, here we go.
Now, I don't have my sunglasses and fake moustache that I tend to wear when I leave the studio in case the paps are out.
Yeah, of course.
He's making a beeline towards me, not Sean. I go, Jesus. Just give me a day off. Come on, I know I'm on the radio. I know
bank holiday weekend.
Wake you up, but give me space. He goes, hey, I know who you are. And I go, ah. Oh. What is he going to say? Is it Gotta Get It Wrong? Is it when we interview Matt Damon, Graham?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it when we chat to Ross Kemp later on?
Later on in the show. Hours time, Ross Kemp on the show.
He said no. Had nothing to do with radio whatsoever.
Okay, so he knew you
for something else.
Okay. Was it from the Elaine show?
No.
On Virgin Media?
Nothing to do with media, guys.
Nothing to do with media.
This is going to blow your mind. You're genuinely going to think I'm making this up, and I'm not.
Was it from when you worked in Spar in Kilmacud?
No. Great Spar, though. Do you want me to tell you?
Was it from...
Get some tension. Come on, let's build it up a little bit.
In what era of your life? In the last how many years?
I would say in the last year. In the last year.
So during a pandemic?
Yes. A pandemic and also a few previous years as well.
So it's not the last year.
Okay, I would say 2 years. 2 years,
Graham.
Let's
understand the concept of time. So pre-pandemic, but not too much before it.
Yes.
You haven't a clue.
I do have a clue.
What would people know you from? Oh.
This is going to blow your mind.
Oh, is something to do your Instagram?
No.
Is it a podcast that you're on?
It's not a podcast. Nothing to do with media. It's about my actions.
No, I don't know.
Well, I tell you.
Go on.
He says, you live up in Dundrum, don't you? I've seen you on your balcony with your top off. He says, I've seen you. I get the bus and I look over at your balcony and I see you topless in your tiny underwear.
No way. No, I'm not having that.
Why would I make that up? I am telling you right now, that is a fact.
That is
what happened.
I can't accept that.
That is what happened. I was mortified.
So enough. I know you talk about doing it.
I do it.
I know you do.
You know I do it because Peter Collins, who does a show after, saw me do it.
But how often do you do
it? When there's a bit of sun. I say it often on the show. When you give the weather, I go, I might go out on the balcony.
In your boxers and
in
your top
my boxers.
Off. So he came up to you.
He came up and said, I know you from somewhere. Because I was lying on my back catching the rays. He just thinks I'm obsessed with vitamin D.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is pretty.
Genuinely. I'm not making that up. Do you honestly think I went to bed last night and said, I'm going to make up a story just for the crack?
Oh, God, that's good.
I was mortified. It made me think, wow, people can really see me on that balcony.
You are on the side of a very busy road. Like, honestly, a very busy road that nearly, that goes, is the junction into the M50.
Don't give too much away. GDPR and all that.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Listen to this headline. Rolling out the welcome mat. So Matt Damon has come in second in a poll as to who Irish people would like to see as the US ambassador to Ireland.
Who the hell is number one?
I'll start at the bottom and I'll work my way up to the top. So Matt Damon's in second. That's just to put that one in there. At the bottom is Garth Brooks.
Is Garth Brooks hated here?
No, I don't think he is, because he sold so many tickets around. He sold nearly 500,000 tickets, so yeah. I think enough people like him. I just think the people around Croke Park weren't happy with them. Okay. I think that's basically it. So Garth Brooks got 2%, but if he did become the US ambassador, I suppose he'd have a lot more sway in getting those five nights at Croke Park. Second bottom is CNN's John King. Remember during the US election, he was the guy on the touchscreen pad and everybody loved him, found out he had Irish roots, and then he was on the Late Late Show. Of course he was.
Yeah.
5%. Then it's George Clooney on 7%. Don't know why.
He does have Irish roots, George Clooney.
Does he?
Yes. I don't really know his family tree.
Bruce Springsteen at 9%.
The boss.
And he'll bring the E Street Band as well to live in Bald's Bridge with them at the US Embassy. At 9% as well is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah, so
that's an interesting one.
Don't know, definitely doesn't have any Irish roots.
He's a cool guy.
Absolutely. You would like to see him have an association with Ireland.
Did you see I put in the notes earlier, there's a viral video of when The Rock and Vin Diesel were in a scene together in Fast and Furious.
I saw you put it into the WhatsApp group, but it didn't.
Well, I just tell you what it was.
Yeah, can you
actually? Because I actually just clicked in and it went viral scene from Fast and Furious when Vin Diesel and The Rock were in a scene together. I went, why is this viral? What's so big about it? Apparently, when you watch the scene, Vin Diesel looks so short in comparison to The Rock. That was it.
What? Now, I know we're completely veering off topic here, but I'm going to go with it.
Go for it.
Wasn't there something between The Rock and Vin Diesel that the Vin Diesel wasn't happy having The Rock in the movie? Because it's Vin Diesel's movie and then The Rock came on.
And I think just the way The Rock was on set, I think he was a little bit late at times going to things.
He's working out.
Let him work out. He's the US
ambassador turn.
Yeah.
Next, Tom Hanks with 11%. Then Matt Damon comes in at 17%. And at number one, the person who Irish people, according to the survey done by Lotto Land, said would like to be the US ambassador to Ireland. Any ideas?
Lindsay Lohan?
No. Close, similar vein, Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton?
an actual politician.
Closer would have been Hillary Duff.
Speaking of Matt Damon and famous interviews, after 8 o'clock this morning, forget about Matt Damon, so 2020. Ross Kemp is going to be on the show.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Half an hour, we're going to be chatting to Ross Kemp.
It's very exciting.
Of course, we're going to have a general chat about his new TV show on ITV, and also, without him knowing, tell him that he's been crowned the world's sexiest bald man as voted by Fully Charged listeners.
This could be awkward.
It could be, but we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. This is quite an awkward segment. Sometimes it doesn't really work out too well. It is the Showbiz Shootout. Graham and I each have a Showbiz news story, and then at the end, producer Callum, a.k.a. the Big Bad Sheriff, decides which one is better. Good morning to you, Sheriff.
Good morning. I feel lost over the long weekend when we don't do the Showbiz Shootout. Every morning at 7:35, I just sit around waiting for someone to tell me news stories, and they just don't come.
I actually had night terrors at 7:35. Thinking about it.
Graham, come on now.
Sorry.
I see you have the newspaper in front of you.
I do.
Do you want to go first?
I'll begin. In my eyes, Jedward can do no wrong.
Yeah, they're great guys.
Recently, they shaved off their infamous quiffs for the Irish Cancer Society on the Late Late Show, and they have got behind many good deeds on Twitter. And yesterday, they were tweeting about the X Factor.
Oh,
of course. In 2009, they were on the X Factor. It was what made them who they are. But they said, in one tweet, there's multiple tweets, but here we go. The biggest regret in life was not telling the judges on the X Factor to F off.
Oh, Jedward!
They added, every contestant on the X Factor was a slave to the show and got paid zero while they made millions.
God, do you get no money appearing on the X Factor?
No, nothing. The fact that every contestant has to act like their judge mentors them, when in reality, all they care about is their paycheck.
Oh.
They also went on to slag off Simon Cowell.
Leave his son Eric alone.
Simon Cowell thinks he's the mafia leader of the music industry, when in reality, he's nothing but a bad facelift.
Oh! Meow!
They didn't hold back, so they're having a go at the X Factor. Obviously not happy, and a lot of artists do turn on Simon Cowell. Little Mix did, and didn't James Arthur move away from the record label as well? So a lot of people not happy with Simon Cowell.
Louis Tomlinson stayed close with Simon.
Oh, he did, yeah. And he's reaping the benefits, because he's number one or two, or he hasn't been in the chart.
Ah, Graham.
I like Louis. I actually like Liam as well. We do slag off Liam.
You slag off Liam a lot. You found his relationship with Naomi Campbell an absolute joke.
She wouldn't be seen in public with him.
Ah, what's wrong with that?
She would leave clubs and make him wait back and get a separate taxi. Like, come on.
Graham, I want to speak about 2017 I'm a Celeb champion, Scarlett Moffat.
Oh yeah, Scarlett.
She has found a unique way to become well-read. She now watches the TV with the subtitles on.
It's a good way to concentrate.
Yeah.
If you have the subtitles on, you won't drift towards your phone as much because you have to read. And
you
your eyes.
You have to read.
Your eyes then drift towards the subtitles as opposed to reading your phone.
Now she's saying she's boosting her vocabulary and she feels a lot better about it. And Scarlett Moffat's always an interesting one for me because she actually gained her fame from appearing on Gogglebox.
Yep.
Did you ever watch it when she was on?
Oh yeah, that was when it was in its heyday.
Yeah, she was infamous for having some incredible humdingers. I'm going to go through a few of her quotes, okay? So when she was watching a TV show about psychics, she says, she can speak to all those spirits and not one has told her that her hair looks crap.
Sorry, I thought you said sidekicks.
Well, that kind of works as well. When she was watching Bear Grylls' The Island, she says, sure, at university, we used to always drink our own pee as dares. Oh. This show is awful. On Greg Wallace in Strictly Come Dancing, do you know the bald guy from MasterChef?
He was also in our poll for World's Sexiest Bald Man. Lost out in the quarterfinals to our ultimate winner, Ross Kemp, who's going to be on the show in now 25 minutes.
It's amazing. She says, people with glasses tend to be terrible dancers. It's just psychics.
What?
Oh, physics. Sorry, I spelt it out as psychics. The last one. Scarlett, on the worst insult you could give someone, you are a waste of a teabag. Imagine somebody saying that to you on a Tuesday morning.
I'm going to give Jed with the win this morning. I was listening through to the Eurovision back catalogue. Fantastic songs. Graham, well done.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You got to get it wrong.
You got to get it wrong?
You got to get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
We do reward you if you get a lot of questions wrong in a minute. At the end of the week, we will give you 100 quid and the coveted Gotta Get It Wrong board game.
All you have to do is top our leaderboard by getting the questions wrong. And playing this morning is Isha. How are you, Isha?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, we are just great. Very refreshed after the long bank holiday weekend. How are you feeling?
The exact same. I'm a bit tired this morning, but it was a nice break.
Yeah, did you get up to much?
Not really, just lots of chocolate and lots of walking around the 5K, so nothing too exciting.
What Easter egg did you get over the weekend?
I got one of the, you know, the white chocolate Oreo ones?
Oh,
that was lovely. I'd never had that before. It was very sweet, but it was nice.
So, bits of Oreo in the egg?
Yeah, and the egg is like white chocolate
that's
as a whole.
Come on now.
That's what I'm talking about.
It was a lot.
I've said it before, and I actually haven't said it this year.
I'll say it
post Easter. I've no time for Easter eggs because they're just the same chocolate. I don't want to name brands, but it's just the same chocolate. The Easter egg off the certain chocolate bar should be made of the chocolate bar. If it's a Twix, it should be a Twix egg. That's all I'm saying.
That'd be very dense. There'd be a lot of biscuit in that egg.
But just in the crust.
Oh, okay.
In the shell. Yeah. I mean, in the shell.
Do you guys mind me opening up right now?
Absolutely. Well, Isha, do you?
No, go ahead.
Yeah. Isha, first year, I didn't receive an Easter egg. And do you know what?
Not one.
I'm not bothered about it. I was actually fine. I don't think I am a sweet man.
Well, you're nearly 30 this year.
Sorry?
Well, you are 30 this year. You're nearly 30 now.
No, I didn't get one egg, Graham.
You're getting old.
Everyone deserves an Easter egg.
Thank you very much, Isha.
Nathan doesn't.
Thank you, Isha.
Isha, let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. These are the rules. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. You are going to kick off the week. Whatever score you get puts you top. Here we go.
How do you spell beans?
B-E-A-T.
What rhymes with brush?
Hat.
Do your best impression of Adrian Dunbar.
Howdy, cowboy.
Name an actor in the TV show Line of Duty.
Matt Damon.
What's 78 minus 8?
12.
13 plus 15 is 28. True or false?
True.
What juice do we drink from an orange?
Apple.
Name a red fruit.
Banana.
Name a Russell Brand film.
Get Ice.
Who does Katy Perry have a child with?
Orlando Bloom.
Name a Charlotte Church album.
Forever Young.
What band was Cheryl in?
Little Mix.
What nationality is Lindsay Lohan?
Australian.
What football club does Bruno Fernandes play for?
Madrid.
What is Pat Kenny's job?
Actor.
What job does Bob the Builder have?
Singer.
Who is the lead singer of Coldplay?
Paris.
What's the capital of Greece?
Paris.
What day is tomorrow?
Out of time.
Oh, come Monday. On. How good was that?
Big game.
Isha.
I don't know. I got a few right, I think. I know I got Orlando Bloom. Is that the thing? Yeah, right? It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Sexy Legolas from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Isha, were you practicing over the weekend?
I was a little bit. It was hard to explain the concept to my family when I was trying to get them to do it with me.
Come on, guys. Well, Isha, you're not going to believe it, but you came on this Tuesday morning and you got 60.
Easy points.
Oh,
yes.
That is big.
Easy points. And if nobody gets 17 or more between now and Friday, you'll be the champion. You'll win €100 and a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the show, Isha.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Bed from Joel Corry.
Oh, no. I'm a bit concerned.
It's 8:09 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. After the show on Thursday, we interviewed Ross Kemp to crown him the world's sexiest bald man as voted by Fully Charged listener. But the first part of the interview, which we're going to play now, is about his TV show, which he thought he was coming on to talk about.
I felt like we were lying to him, and I don't know why we are doing this, but in the interview that you're about to hear, I make a mistake in my opening question. Ross tells me to say it again. Why don't we just edit it so it sounds like I'm a slick DJ?
It's kind of funnier like this.
It's so awkward.
Here we go. Here's part one.
Hi, I'm Ross Kemp on Fully Charged.
Ross Kemp, welcome to Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. We are honoured to have you on our show. Thank you so much for joining us.
And I'm honoured to be on Fully Charged. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, can we just say how impressed we are before we get into Britain's Tiger Kings? We put in a request, well, our producer did, with your agent to get you on. And usually you know how this works. The agent gets in contact and you go back and forth, and then the agent contacts our producer. But we were having lunch on the balcony in the sun the last day. Our producer gets a phone call from this English number. He goes, hello? And he goes, yeah, this is Ross. And you're like, Ross Kemp? And you cut out the middleman. You just went straight for it. We respect that a lot, Ross.
Well, if there's no negation over a fee, then why bother, personally, you know? I'm happy to be here. Honestly, that's the way I've always kind of like run my life. For an Englishman, I'm quite direct, and that probably doesn't go down very well in some areas of polite society. But, you know, I'm 56 years old now. It's not going to change.
No, we have to say we're delighted to have you on. You're an absolute gent. And we have to speak about your brand new ITV show, Britain's Tiger Kings. It's where you're exploring all these exotic animals in the UK. And I watched one video, Ross, of you in a cage with a humongous tiger. It was absolutely terrifying. I'd love to ask, what was going through your head?
It was a lion, humongous lion. You can recall, do you want to do that again? It's a lion.
Yeah, do you want to do it again?
Yeah. So, Ross, I saw a video of you in a cage with a humongous lion. I'd love to know, what was going through your head?
Well, he was 350 kilograms and he was on a pedestal that was about 15 to 12 feet high. And what I was thinking was, before he eats me, if he lands on me, I'm squashed anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Not something that I ever planned to do. Like most of the things, a lot of things that happen in the docs that we make, they just happen. This is a guy called Martin Lacey. He is in Munich. You're not allowed to have live animals in circuses in the UK anymore. But he left Britain, went to Germany. So he's got about, I think, between 30 or 40 big cats. So about 20 tigers and 20 lions. And he invited me in. And as you see, he's got his big hand around me. He's quite a big lad. And he's kind of like, sort of pushes me through the cage. And there I am in front of a very large lion.
It seems to me, Ross, the people that own these exotic animals are quite eccentric. Did you think going in there that you were going to meet a lot of strange characters?
I would suggest that if you can watch it, you're going to meet two very eccentric chaps. One, Gary the Snake Man. He's got 48 snakes in a three-bedroom terraced house in Derbyshire. He's also got Thor the Lizard, who has his own bedroom and his own tank to swim in. And he didn't wave goodbye to me when I left, which I thought was quite rude. But he looks out the window. I mean, you're on the estate.
Yeah.
In Derby, and you just look up and there's this, he's longer than bigger than me, and he's looking out the window.
It's amazing that all this is happening in the UK and people are just completely unaware of it. I was just thinking, because I would have watched all your other documentaries in the past on gangs in Afghanistan, In Search of Pirates in Belmarsh Prison. Do you and your team just sit down and think, right, how can we get you in the most dangerous situation possible and let's just see what happens?
No, I'd like to think that wasn't the case. I mean, there are probably some people out there that probably would like to see the demise of Ross Kemp. number of ex-girlfriends. the way that we are, the fact that we have managed to go to places like Libya, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Congo, I could go on most essentially South America and come back in one piece is because we really, really research what we're doing. And it's like anything, isn't it? You're good at what you do because you do it on a regular basis. I like to think that the team have developed over the years and we've been going. This is my 113th documentary. And you have to bear in mind that for half of my career, I was stuck in BBC Old Street trying to be grounded. So we've been pretty prolific and we've traveled around the world and I'm very lucky to have done that. But we do pretty, we've always got a plan C or a plan D. Having said that, when some big bloke ushers you into a cage in front of the lion, there really is only plan A, which is get out of there.
Ross, we want to keep you for just a second. We're going to take a song now. We're coming back in about 3 minutes' time. And we have a little surprise for you that we hope you're going to enjoy. If you don't mind hanging around for just a couple more minutes, is that okay?
Absolutely.
We are in the middle of our interview with Ross Kemp. We just did the to-ing and fro-ing between his new TV show on ITV called Britain's Tiger Kings.
Yeah, I had an absolute mare. I completely messed up my question. He wanted me to do it again. For some reason, we played it out. My mistake. But this...
Well, you don't know the difference between a tiger and a lion. That's it. We all watched the video of Ross Kemp in a cage with a lion. Clearly a lion.
His show is called Britain's Tiger Kings.
And you said, a massive tiger.
Well, it's a lion.
Should we do it again, boys?
Now, this is where the interview, you and I got very nervous because we had to bring up the fact why we wanted to chat to him was because he is a sexy bald man.
Not because he's got a new TV show, which is the reason he thought he was being brought on. And I was a little bit nervous. It's not a big mistake.
It is a mistake.
See, do you spot the mistake?
Well, I have to say that the cup, the colour of it, is lilac.
That's all. But yeah. Okay, it's not...
Listen to what Graham says.
It's not as big as messing up a tiger and a lion on the man's documentary. So here we go. Part two
where we crown him world's sexiest ball man.
Hi, I'm Ross Kemp on Fully Charged.
Ross Kemp, welcome back to Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Thanks, guys.
We are so excited about Britain's Tiger Kings. Also, you've got the Kemp cast as well. Your podcast, you're getting into the audio sphere as well. Some great guests on there. You can get that wherever you get your podcasts. But I've got another question for you. It came out this week, I don't know if you saw, that Prince William was voted the world's sexiest bald man. Would love to get your opinion on that.
Well, do I find Prince William sexy?
Well, what do you think about him being crowned that title?
I don't know how happy he is about the title, but I think he probably sort of guesses. He's not totally as bald as I am or as spam as I am.
He still has a bit on the sides, doesn't he? He's got the Sven-Goran Eriksson on the sides, I think. It's a little bit there.
What do I think about that? I think, you know, it's always nice to be the best at something, isn't it? And I think he's also probably going to be a very, very good king.
Well, Ross, we were chatting about it on our breakfast show and we were saying that we didn't quite agree that he was. Of course, he's handsome, but the world's sexiest, we didn't know. So what we decided to do is we decided to drop a shortlist of 8. Nathan, would you like to give out the names we had?
Yeah, Ross, we had some absolute heavy hitters here. We had yourself. We had Vin Diesel, Ainsley Harriott, Greg Wallace, Phil Mitchell, Jason Statham, Bruce Willis, and Alan Shearer.
Alan Shearer was a big favourite. We put them all up against each other, and we would like to say right now that Ross Kemp, you were the people's champion on Fully Charged, voted as the world's sexiest bald man.
At least I'm good at one thing then, being bald. There you go. I'll take that with me.
Ross, you have so many fans here that we're getting in contact saying Ross is such a sexy bald man. I kiss a poster of him before I go to bed. Do you have a message for all your fans that just love you?
Oh, God. That's very interesting. Love you back. I mean, that's a bit of love in the world, right? It's better than having hate. So I'm all for that, yeah. So let's share the bald love.
Exactly. Well, we wanted, in normal times, we would usually, in these occasions, go to the trophy shop that is in Dublin City Centre and get a trophy, but that's closed down because of Level 5 restrictions. So our producer managed to go to Tesco. Other supermarkets are available. And we do have this that we would hope to get to you. It is the best we could do in the times that we're living in, Ross. It is a beautiful Eilac mug that says, or...
I love it.
For Ross. What do you think?
Love it. Beautiful. Fill it with Guinness for me, please. Yeah.
We're calling it the Kemp Cup, and I can reveal the price of it as the receipt is still in here for some reason. It was €5.50.
The best €5.50 we've ever spent.
Absolutely.
Ross,
thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, Britain's Tiger Kings on the trail with Ross Kemp is on ITV. And of course, check out Ross's podcast, The Kemp Cast, wherever you get your podcasts. Ross, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Great talking to you.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
And Nathan, one of your weird talents that you have is that you could play the nose to DJ Khaled with Rihanna, Wild Thoughts.
Oh, here we go.
I would love if you would give us a rendition. I know it's been a while.
Do you know it's been a while?
Yeah.
I haven't done it once in this pandemic.
Well, here's the moment we've been waiting for. Play the nose. No, fantastic.
Oh, that actually hurt my nose.
This brings me on to a story. It's about a 26-year-old Californian woman called It's a Benny, at It's a Benny on TikTok. And she's got 250,000 followers. And she can mimic the sound of a trumpet.
Oh, she's on my turf.
With her mouth, not her nose.
Oh, okay, thank God.
So, I have 5 trumpets or mouth trumpets in front of me. You have to figure out, Nathan, is it mouth or is it trumpet? Actually, no. Is it woman or is it trumpet?
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Now, does she sound like a trumpet?
Well, you would have to tell me.
Woman or trumpet?
Woman or trumpet. 5. Some of these are an actual trumpet. Some of these are the woman, It's a Benny, off of TikTok, who mimics the sound of a trumpet with her mouth. And I would love for you to play at home.
I'm excited for this.
Okay, number 1, woman or trumpet?
Woman. has to be trumpet.
You're correct.
I think trumpet. We're going to know when a woman...
Number two, woman or trumpet?
That is beautiful. Can I hear that one more time? It's kind of weird. It sounds like there is a voice at the end in the background. Surely it can't be a woman. I'm going to say woman.
You're right.
That is absolutely incredible.
That's It's a Benny.
Oh my God.
Okay, number three, woman or trumpet?
Kind of sounds like the previous trumpet. I'm going to go woman. It is so good, though.
He's good at this game. Okay, woman or trumpet?
Oh. Going to go with trumpet.
Yeah, you're right. This is turning out a lot easier than I was expecting.
No, but it is. It's actually, it's inspiring.
And finally, can you do the clean sweep? Is this woman or is this trumpet?
That sounds like a cat gurgling.
Once more.
I'd love if that was my alarm every morning. It's definitely, it's a Betty. It's a woman.
Well done. How she did it was this bit. She has one of those little glasses and puts it over her mouth to go the
Five
out of five. A lot easier than I was expecting, but hey, that's it.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
I am very excited to play Celeb Smash. It's a brand new game that was invented by producer Callum last week. We thought it was going to just be that week,
yeah.
But you've decided to bring it back.
Well, we had a chat at the end of last week saying, shall we bring it back? Shall we do Headline Hotline or shall we do Celeb Smash?
It's a lot of fun.
And we're bringing back Celeb Smash.
We enjoyed it. You enjoyed it, listening. You can get involved. Producer Callum gives us a topic and we got to smash that topic with random celebrities' names, and we'll get that topic in just a few minutes. But Callum, you're saying it's good, but we won't enjoy it.
I think you will, but I kind of think you're going to be disappointed.
What do you think it is?
I've got an idea what it is.
Say what it is.
If it's going to be celebs and Shrek.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, is it?
I will reveal all in 3 minutes.
Hello.
It is, I knew it, because he was watching Shrek.
I saw he was watching Shrek,
over
yeah.
the weekend.
Celeb.
Smash.
This game has been invented by producer Callum. He gives us a topic and then we have to smash it with a celebrity name. You were saying a few minutes ago, I don't know if you'll like this or not. And then, Graham, you figured it out. You said he was watching Shrek over the weekend. Definitely the topic is Shrek.
He loves Shrek. You put up on your Instagram saying, I would watch this Shrek the Musical every day for the rest of my life.
I actually didn't watch it. Because I was scrolling through another streaming platform that isn't our sponsor. And
I'm sorry. Stop the music. What are you playing at?
I Do Love Now.
Yeah? Yeah. But you were streaming something else.
Well, when Shrek is around.
How dare you?
Anyway, I wanted to watch Shrek the Musical.
How dare you? No, we're not moving on. I want you to apologise to Now.
Now, formerly known as Now TV, which is Now.
Now.
A great new name.
Dear Now, I am sorry. I do love your streaming platform. I use you every week for the sports.
And entertainment.
And entertainment. And cinema. And kids.
I use it non-stop.
Yeah.
Now, if I could use it now, I'd use Now. Now.
Do it now.
I would use now, right now, if I could. But they don't allow us to put Now on in the studio because you have to concentrate.
My head is mashed.
I'll tell you, about 10 a.m. I'll be right then. I'll be putting Now on.
Go on, Callum.
So we're playing Celeb Smash. I will give you a topic and you have to smash existing celebrities with said topic.
Can we do dead celebrities?
You can do any celebrity.
So they not be existing.
Well, yeah. Just celebrities that are around. They could be alive, they could be dead. It's completely up
to you. Celebrities who are dead aren't around anymore, Callum.
They were around.
Today's topic is Shrek.
Do you have an example?
Yes. Alicia Keys. Alicia Donkeys. I want to go through, if you're not familiar with the world of Shrek, one, where have you been? And two, it's set in a fairy tale land. There's Shrek, there's Donkey, there's Fiona, there's the dragon. Just, there's Shrek.
Can you do the gingerbread man?
Yes.
Don't be expecting to get many listeners involved this morning, Callum.
I'm sure there's people in the world that love Shrek. It's on 087 711 1038. Send in your celeb smashes to celebrities and Shrek. Text, WhatsApp voice note, my example. Alicia Keys, Alicia Donkeys.
The phone's going to be very quiet.
This is Savage Love. We'll get some of our celeb smashes in 5 minutes.
What was the topic one more time?
So today's topic, it's not gone down well in the studio, but I can see the WhatsApp notifications and I think you're loving it. Today's topic is Shrek. My example was Alicia Donkeys. For Alicia Keys. Now, before I get to yours, I've just seen one on the text system that makes no sense. Prince Chowmain. Chowmain isn't a celebrity. Chowmain is a takeaway food. But you tried.
Okay. I only got two this morning.
So normally in the studio, it's three each. Graham has three. Nathan has three. Graham, do you have three?
Yeah.
Do you have three?
I got a third one just in there.
Damn it.
Okay, Graham, let's do your three first, please.
All three
at one.
Okay. Once. Shrek the Musy Callum Farmer.
Oh, very good.
Come on now.
That's our producer. Oh, do I get a ding?
No, because I'm not a celebrity.
You were.
You were not.
087-711-1038. Is Callum a celebrity? We remember the singer who brought us hits such as Greenlight, Lord Farquaad. Remember Lord?
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Yeah, someone texted that. Did you read the text?
That was my first one I wrote down.
Okay.
And my final one, Don Richard Keys.
Oh, I have that. I have Richard Donkeys, the former pundit.
Well, still a pundit on BN in Qatar.
You can't touch him.
Can't touch him in the desert.
Very loose celebrities there this morning. Richard, who thought Richard Keys would be spoken about on the show this morning? Nathan, so Richard Donkeys.
And I have Pinocchio J Lo. Not bad. What do you think? Yes.
That's good, definitely.
Nathan wins this morning.
Oh my God.
With one. Pinocchio J-Lo. Before we get to yours, my mum's got involved.
Yes.
You know that she loves this feature.
How is Dawn?
Diane.
How is Dawn?
She's doing well.
How's Dawn French?
Before I get to your mother, how is Dawn French? Now, how is your mother, Diane?
My mother is fine. She had a lovely Easter. You know the gingerbread man?
Yeah.
Gingerbread spice from the Spice Girls.
No. Sorry, was that
buzz.
Diane that sent that?
Yes,
it was. I liked it, Diane.
Or was it Dawn French? Right. Here is Alva.
What about Tyrannosaurus Shrek?
I don't like that.
Is that a celebrity?
I don't think a T-Rex is a celebrity.
No, but thank you for getting in touch.
Okay, I'm going
to
go through some of these.
You have to be nicer when people are getting involved.
Alana says, Shrekira.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant.
You get a ding.
That is fantastic.
No prizes on offer, just dings.
How about Johnny says, Donkey Van de Beek.
Oh, Donny, my favourite footballer, Donny van de Beek.
The Manchester United footballer.
Plays for United.
So, just want to say this one from Steve says, Callum had 4 days to prepare and he chose something that was on headline hotline. Lazy and poor show. I think, Steve, you speak for all of us there this morning. Another Lord Farquaad.
Yeah.
How about David Shrekham?
Oh, brilliant.
Beckham.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
That's from Grace. And we'll do one more.
Give Grace a ding.
Joe says...
Go on.
Robert Donkey Jr. Robert Downey Jr.
Celeb smash. I love it. Every morning, 9 a.m.
And we just have to say about producer Callum...
I'm not a celebrity.
Is he a celebrity?
I'm not a celebrity.
He was spotted once in Tesco's.
Oh, sorry. Not talking about producer Callum here. This is Alva talking about this one.
What about Tyrannosaurus Shrek?
He's definitely famous as featured in all the Jurassic movies.
Oh, very good.
Tyrannosaurus Strike.
Oh, that was fun.
I can't wait for back tomorrow, just after nine at Celeb Smash.
And your mother is called Diane.
Diane.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan. The Spin Doctors with Gillette. Put your best face forward with our new and improved razors.
Yes, if you have a problem in your life, do not fret, because Graham and I, we are the Spin Doctors with Gillette. We can make you feel better.
So, Cara joins us in the clinic this morning, Nathan. I've been handed a piece of paper from the receptionist.
Does it say?
Her problem is she dropped her phone down the toilet over the weekend. No. Cara, did the whole phone go in the toilet or what?
Because the phone is so big, only the bottom half of it was actually in the water.
Oh, wow. It's a big phone.
Or maybe it's a small toilet.
Maybe. So when you picked the phone out of the toilet, don't want to be too disgusting, but there was any...
you're disgusting.
It was just water, was it, hopefully?
Just water.
So it was after the flush, thankfully. Was it still working?
No, it was before the flush.
Oh, before, sorry, it was before the flush
I'd
or after the flush?
You didn't go once you did it.
No, it was after the flush.
Oh, it was after
the flush, yeah. I imagine when you were probably pulling up your pants,
yes,
it fell out.
It. Okay, sorry, go on.
Was it working when you...
In the panic, I just picked it up quickly, like... rinsed it off under like the bottom half of it in the sink and then put it in a towel to dry it off.
Don't put it under more water. Put it in a nice smelling bag of rice.
Oh wait, hold on a second here now. Question, might be having a positive spin already.
Here we go.
Because this is our job. Was it waterproof?
No.
Oh.
Did you have an OtterBox?
No, sorry.
Yes, I had an OtterBox on it.
Oh, brilliant.
It's not waterproof, yet you rinsed it under the tap.
Because it was a bit dirty, Graham. It wasn't a toilet. Come on.
I'd get a disinfectant wipe or something.
So, does the phone work?
It's turning on. It's on, but I can't, the screen is not responding at all, so I can't unlock it.
Well, at least it's on.
It's kind of like Nathan, he's on.
I can't even brighten the screen because it was first thing Saturday morning. I had the brightness of the screen all the way down, from nighttime. So I can't even brighten the screen. I can barely see it. It won't respond. I can't unlock it. I can't turn the sound on or the Wi-Fi.
It's broken. It's broken. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. What type of phone is it?
A Samsung A70.
Get away from Samsung. You need an iPhone.
No, I'm going to stand
you
up.
You need an iPhone. Graham,
I'm standing
you're
for
not
the Androids.
Stand by your phone.
I'm standing by
Have
the Androids.
You checked your Instagram stories recently. You look like an alien.
I'm standing by the Androids, Cara. You stand by. Don't you listen
Move
to these.
Move to iPhone.
No, sorry.
Move to iPhone.
No.
It's made my life so much easier.
You never weren't on iPhone.
I have an app called Wallet.
The thing that made it even worse was Saturday was my husband's 40th. And I had snuck out of bed early to go and get all the things, all the surprises ready downstairs.
Oh, damn it.
And I needed my phone to take pictures and take a video, and my phone was broke.
So you don't have a picture of the special day?
I had to get up into the attic and get my work phone.
God, he must have thought you were losing it.
Oh, I swear. He was wondering what all the noise was.
I like the way you keep your work phone in the attic as well, so they can't contact you. Long weekend. Not going anywhere near that phone. All right, positive spin.
Positive spin. I heard it there. You have a husband. Are you happy in your marriage?
I sure am.
Happy days.
And you don't need a phone to be happy.
And you have an attic. And that would be good if you ever decide to sell a house.
Yeah, well, you could convert the attic.
Yes.
And make another room up there.
You could. Just don't put a toilet up there.
Because the work phone will end up down
so
that
So you
toilet.
Need to buy a new phone.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
That's fine. Don't worry. You'll be fine.
But sure, you needed a new phone anyway, didn't you?
You did. It smelt.
Get a new waterproof phone.
It was smelly at the bottom.
Cara, have we helped you in any way?
Williams has given me a good laugh.
Oh, well, that's it. Laughter is the best medicine.
And by just coming on, we're going to give you a Gillette Skin Guard Starter Pack plus 6 months worth of blades.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Give it to the husband.
Thanks, lad.
Give it to the husband. And he
He'll
then...
He'll be chuffed. I'll be like, it's a late birthday present.
And then he might buy you a phone as a thank you.
Say you got it up in the attic. That's why you're going up there. Surprise!
Cara, thanks for coming on this morning.
Thanks, lads.
See you, Cara.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
I have a fascinating story about a YouTuber, Graham. Can you set the mood? Thank you. He's an Englishman. He is called Max Stanford, and he has a YouTube channel, Max vs. Food. Now, he tried to become a bit of a competitive eater. Do you remember, before I continue, you and I had to wake up on a Saturday morning
horrendous.
And eat a massive burger. Do you remember that?
A couple of things went wrong on that day. So, we won't name the place.
No.
Many, 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 many years
and
ago.
And it was fine.
It wasn't. It was a mountain burger. So, we had to eat this eating challenge. First of all, at the weekend. Secondly, in the morning time. I had breakfast. Nathan was out the night before. And the meat was burnt.
Oh.
It was disgusting.
It didn't taste nice.
And everyone was around, was videoing us. I was like, this is rotten.
But I remember I looked over at you. Here, I came home at 3 a.m. I need you to eat a bit more than me. Let's continue. This YouTuber ate 50 cream eggs in 24 minutes. And he had water and milk to help him.
Is that good?
I think that is good. He said after 20 eggs, the sugar rush hits you.
Ooh.
And while you might not necessarily feel full, your body is just like, I don't really want that. I have a clip of him finishing,
oh, yeah.
Making a few groans. Can you hear it?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he wasn't in a good way.
I'm going to log right onto YouTube to watch that video.
Thank you, producer Callum, for getting me that clip. I'm going to move on to other eating world records. A competitive eater called Takeru Kobayashi, he ate 13 grilled cheese sandwiches in 1 minute.
13?
Grilled cheese sandwiches.
Grilled cheese.
Now, he seems like the real deal because he also ate 54 cocktail sausages in 1 minute.
Oh,
like that's impressive.
Oh, I love cocktail sausages.
Yeah, but could you eat 54?
That's roughly one a second.
I want to move on. A man called Rache ate a jar of Nutella in 2 minutes.
Oh.
Do you know how thick a Nutella
is? That impressive?
That is. Producer Callum, that's impressive.
Is that impressive?
Yeah. You try licking Nutella off a knife and it doesn't come off. Imagine swallowing a whole jar.
That's impressive.
I'm still thinking about this Max guy doing 2 cream eggs a minute.
No,
No, it's 1 every 2 minutes. That's what he did, 24 in...
What, do you think you could do that?
No, I don't think I could do it.
Do you want to have a go doing it on the show?
I just don't think it's that fantastic. Sorry, back to your list.
Jonathan C ate 40 chicken nuggets in 2 minutes. I think I could do that.
So far, that's the most appealing to me.
How about he also ate 5 Mars bars in 2 minutes? They're so thick.
So sugary.
Oh, now, this is a little flip. A guy called Kyle Covery, he has the slowest time eating a banana. 20 minutes. He's nibbling at it like a mouse.
I reckon I could beat that.
No, but you constantly have to keep eating.
Wait, just nibble.
Nibble. Do you think you could spend longer?
I get massive bananas.
And this was a cool one. Miki Sudo ate 5 Milky Way chocolate bars in 1 minute while carrying 4 snakes on her shoulders. That's pretty good, isn't it?
I like that. So you could do any eating challenge, just change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I had 1 Mars bar in a minute, but I carried 2 cats on my shoulders.
And you had
no one's
milk
ever done it before.
You had milk in your shoe.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7 on Spin 103.8.